Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with our city officials today, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler, and we've got a phone call. So let's get to them. Back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you. You're well-spoken, educated men, and thank you for your contributions to the city. But I want to talk about some of these 600-pound gorillas in the room. With this $2 trillion worth of stimulus package is supposedly coming, you look at the newspapers in Cincinnati, Ohio, they are totally excited about the new bridge they're going to get across the river. And, of course, some of us sitting out here on the highway have the same concerns about another exit out of Manhattan. But, you know, that's something that you guys have to work on. With you're talking about something sitting there unused. We have the Manhattan Airport with this little short runway, and right now Fort Riley had to move their troops out of here, and they have, by law, they have to move them by commercial conveyance. So they hauled them all over to Topeka, to the old Forbes Field, and loaded them on that 747, and they pulled down to the end of the runway and went to turn around and ran it off in the grass, and that's how I heard about it. They ought to be doing that out of Manhattan, which provides another opportunity for financing. That would give you the military with the new 200-foot wide, longer runway out there in the prairie, and we get a financing from the military. We should be able to have financing, of course, from FAA, like you talk about. We could have financing. When I put in the runway down in Fort Lauderdale, we put Department of Transportation funded that. And then the stimulus package with the $2 trillion, we don't want to leave anything laying on the ground like we did with the other stimulus package. We could have that new runway and have God in heaven and everything in the world right. Thank you for your considerations.
All right.
So appreciate that call. Obviously, there's a lot we don't know yet about some of the rescue plan money that's coming. There is some designated funding for infrastructure. We don't know what the rules on those are yet. Specifically, it identifies water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure. So I'm involved in weekly calls with folks in DC to try and get answers to some of those questions. There's another infrastructure bill that might be more appropriate to sources of what the gentleman's talking about. You know, Fort Riley has always used Forbes as their primary airport of embarkation. We've supplemented that for more quick reaction and small maneuvers. We're capable of shipping heavy equipment and troops, and we can put two helicopters on a C-17 and put it direct to theater, and have done that several times. And then Salina also helps support their mission. So extending the runway longer is a big chore and costly. I'm not saying it can't be done, because it can. The current runway is what we're focused on for replacing starting next year. And our goal is to make sure we can maintain our width that we have today, and looking for assistance to help fund putting it back the width that it has compared to the grant we've been preliminarily offered. So, you know, that's important to us, and we'll continue to make sure that we can certainly at least meet our needs of what we've been able to partner with Fort Riley on today. And we have a military ramp out there today. So it's a key component for our airport, and will continue to be.
All right.
Yeah, I wanted to mention, I did a number of deployments my 25 years in the military. And one of the things, it's not just the length of the runway. There's a big logistics effort on a major deployment, and some of it has to do with fuel. And, of course, Forbes Field has got massive fuel capacity because it was an air base at one time, and so does Salina. And we don't have the fuel capacity to fly in 10, 20, 727s, 747s and fuel them. And so that becomes a major drawback in terms of logistics. And that would have to be part of any redesign of a war plan to say, hey, we're gonna fly the whole 1st Division out of Manhattan Regional Airport. Bigger problem than just length of runway.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. We got about 3 minutes left here in the program. Let's quickly dive into some consent agenda items, Mr. Fear.
Sure. Just a couple of items to note. We had issued some hospital revenue bonds for what was then Mercy Hospital and Via Christi back in the early 2000s. They're obviously part of the Ascension system now. And so one of the items on there is for those bonds to be called and paid off by Ascension. So it's kind of like an industrial revenue bond component that the city's facilitated their expansion. In the past, we have an on-call selection. This is our engineer on-call program. There were 7 firms that responded to it, and 6 of the 7 have at least 2 selections for each of the different categories, and those were different infrastructure categories for water, sewer, stormwater, and streets. And then also on there, these are for mainly projects that are under $1.5 million that we can go to this standard selection rotation type of thing. Farmers Market lease of the Dillard's Mall, the mall lot next to Dillard's, which the city owns and the mall manages. Everybody's agreed to continue the Farmers Market there starting up April 24th for a full year there, and then also Wednesdays starting in May 5th through September 29th. We have some community development block grant proceeds, some of our CARES Act funds going to CASA for $130,640. And this is for 2020 and 2021 operating shortfalls.
All right. And you mentioned off air here some building permits as well.
Yes. So I know there's been some inquiries about what's the status of you mentioned the demos. And so out in West Loop, both Scooter's Coffee as well as the car wash folks have applied for those building permits. So they're being reviewed. Also, Casey's has had their initial review for their facility down on Fort Riley Boulevard. So that one's in process. The also looks like Brahms has contacting us, and they're looking at likely a late summer to early fall start, although we don't have building plans yet.
And that is at the scenic, I guess it would be scenic and Anderson area, right?
Yep, West Anderson corridor there by west of Annenberg.
Okay.
Scenic Crossing, I think, is what they call that, right?
Right.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. That's a nice little thing to end on here. That'll make people happy. Guys, thanks so much, and we'll look forward. Have a safe drive back, Mr. Butler.
Yep, I sure will. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Brandon.